we know that God has a plan and a purpose. We have to trust Him. And along our path, He will give us these little God winks to say, hey, kid, I'm thinking about you. I love you. And you're not alone.
Welcome to the Jesus Storybook Bible Podcast, a place where we remind you that grace can rewrite any story, that hope shines a light through our darkest moments, and that God's love changes lives. Here's your host, New York Times bestselling author, Sally Lloyd-Jones.
Hello, I'm Sally Lloyd-Jones, author of the Jesus Storybook Bible, which tells the story of God's never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love. Welcome to the show. Do you believe in coincidences? I love what William Temple, Archbishop of Canterbury in the 1940s, said. When I pray, coincidences happen, and when I don't, they don't. Our guests today would agree, except they have another word for them. They call them God winks, and they believe they are being sent to us every day, if only we have the eyes to see them. And our guests today encourage us to truly see, to train our minds to look for the good in the world, to train our minds to notice the signs and wonders that God is sending our way, and see that they are sent to show us that He loves us. Husband and wife, Squire Rushnell and Louise Duart, began a habit of noticing little moments in their day that are so personal to their lives they can only attribute them to being divinely orchestrated. They share incredible but true stories about how God communicates with us through everyday circumstances. Squire has over 1 million books in print. He's appeared on national TV, is a veteran ABC TV network executive, led Good Morning America to the number one spot, and oversaw the acclaimed Schoolhouse Rock series. Programs under his direction have won more than 75 Emmys. Louise Duart is known as one of the world's best comedic impressionists and co-starred with Tim Conway and Harvey Korman for 15 seasons. She dazzles audiences with her impressions. Conversations between Bart Simpson, Judge Judy, Barbara Streisand, Barbara Walters, and more. She and Squire have written 4 books, and she's executive TV producer on the Hallmark Channel. I think you'll love their call to really see, to actively look for the ways God may be speaking to each of us every day of our lives, and to discover the joy that is waiting for us to notice. It reminds me of 2 quotes. Henry David Thoreau said, "It's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see." And this from Maya Angelou. "This is a wonderful day. I've never seen this one before." And then there is the absolutely amazing story that they share about a rescue dog called Ruby. But I'll let them tell you that story. So, without further ado, please welcome my friends and now yours, Squire Rushnell and Louise Duart.
Hi, I'm Squire Rushnell, and I'm known as the God Wink Guy.
And I am Louise Duart Rushnell, Squire's better half. And I co-write some of the books with Squire. And we do Hallmark movies. So we just have fun together, writing, encouraging, and trying to give people hope.
I started out as a disc jockey early on. I thought that was what I wanted to do. And that graduated into producing shows, and I ended up with ABC as an executive and then began overseeing ABC Children's Television for 15 of the 20 years I was at ABC. And also I ran Good Morning America. And all of that evolved into a great curiosity about what I thought were coincidences. But then I realized that what I was fascinated with was something that was a little different. And they became known as God winks. The definition of a coincidence in the dictionary is 2 remarkable events that come together without any apparent cause. Okay? But a God wink are 2 remarkable experiences that come together, but there is a cause. And the cause is God. It's divine arrangements that have made that happen. I believe that God winks are a phenomenon that now, after 20 years of studying these little God winks, we start looking for them. We start every day realizing that God is communicating to us in his own unique way. So when I pray, I'm talking to God. When he talks to me, it's a God wink. And when he answers your prayer, that's always a God wink. And when he is communicating to you, it is always through one of these experiences that you'd have to say, wow, what are the odds of that?
One of the God wink stories that I love is about Ruby, who was a shelter dog. Now, Ruby was one of those rambunctious dogs that at the ASPCA in Providence, Rhode Island, and nobody wanted Ruby. They would adopt Ruby and then bring Ruby back 8 times. And there was a lovely woman named Pat Inman who tried so hard to find Ruby a home. So they were about to put Ruby down at the ASPCA in 2 hours. She called everyone she knew and she said to them, please give me one more day, just one more day. I just know that there's gonna be someone who's gonna have a home for Ruby. And they said, okay, one more day and that's it. Well, in the meantime, in Providence, there was a wonderful man who was trying to get a job as a canine officer, Dan O'Neill. And Dan O'Neill was aging out of becoming a canine officer because he was about to turn a certain age. Also, they had no money left to get these dogs that they normally would get. So he was about to lose it all. And someone said to him, you know, you don't need one of those fancy dogs. You just need a dog that's inquisitive and a dog that's got a good nose. And so he went to the ASPCA. And he walks in, and there's Ruby. Their eyes meet, and he says to Pat Inman, maybe I'd like to take this dog. So he takes Ruby home, and it takes 6 months of grueling trying to get this dog to behave. Finally, Ruby got with the program and realized she better behave. And then Ruby became one of the best dogs in the unit. Well, there was one cold, cold night, freezing, and there's a little boy missing. And all the units went out, and none of the dogs and the officers could find this little boy. And they sent Ruby and Officer Dan out. Well, Ruby went through the woods, found a ravine, down at the bottom of the ravine, found this little boy. But he was so far down in the ravine that the GPS wasn't working to get the ambulance there to take this kid away. So Officer Dan said, Ruby, bark. So Ruby starts barking, barking, barking. And the rest of the unit heard it and followed up. They had the stretcher. They got the boy out. They put the boy in the ambulance. And the mother says, I'd like to meet this officer that saved my son's life. And she turns the corner and she sees Dan, the officer. And she says, oh my gosh, you're the officer that took Ruby. And she was the woman that saved Ruby's life, Pat Inman. And that little boy was her son. And so Dan said, that means the dog that you saved just saved your son. I mean, it was an amazing story. Just look for your God winks. They're always there. They're messages of hope. And right now in our time, you know, we see what's going on in the world. We know that God has a plan and a purpose. We have to trust him. And along our path, he will give us these little God winks to say, hey, kid, I'm thinking about you. I love you. And you're not alone. Parents have to talk to their kids about look for the God winks in your life because they're there. As Squire said, it's God talking to you all the time. If you don't hear them in this physical voice, you can see through little signs and wonders through these God winks and just know that he's going to divinely direct your paths. And that's when you acknowledge him and acknowledge the Godwins.
And I must admit that when I was a child, the more I talked to my mom, the better the relationship was. And the more I talked with my dad, the better the relationship was. So it stands to reason to me that if we want to have a good relationship with God, we just have to talk to him. Talk to him all the time. Talk to him at night. Talk to him in the morning. It's just a conversation. So we certainly applaud the Jesus Storybook Bible, making the story in the Bible and the values and the truths in the Bible, making them real for children. This is a passage from the Jesus Storybook Bible called God Makes a Way, about Moses in the Red Sea. And that's from Exodus 14, 15. What were God's people going to do? In front of them was a big sea. It was so big. There was no way around it. But there was no way through it either. It was too deep. They didn't have any boats, so they couldn't sail across. They couldn't swim because it was too far and they would drown. And they couldn't turn back because the Pharaoh and his armies were chasing them. They could see the flashing swords now, glinting in the baking sun, and the dust clouds and the chariot after chariot surging towards them. So they did the only thing there was left to do. Panic!
We're gonna die!
Don't be afraid, said Moses.
But there's nothing we can do.
God knows you can't do anything, so God will do it for you. Trust him and watch.
But there's no way out.
God will make a way. Another minute and it would have been over. But then the strangest things happened. God made a big pillar of smoke move. It moved behind his people and hid them from the Egyptians. And then God sent a strong east wind to blow all night long. It blew the water on the big sea. It blew it to the left and it blew it to the right until it blew it into two towering walls of water. And there, right through the middle of the sea, a muddy pathway opened up. And God's people walked across on dry land.
You can get the Jesus Storybook Bible wherever books are sold. To find out more about the book and all of Sally's other books, please visit Sally at sallylloyd-jones.com and follow her on Instagram at sallylloydjones and at Jesus_storybook_Bible.
Before we go, don't forget, God loves you with a never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love. Oh, hello, it's me again, Sally. I'm just popping back briefly to say two things. The first thing is, don't forget to subscribe to the show, because that way you'll get the stories straight to your phone. And the other thing is, while we're at it, would you rate the show and leave us a review? That would be so great, because it helps other people find the show too. I really appreciate your help. Thank you.